worry about it. And you haven't met him yet.
Oh! Come on, big guy!
Doors at 6
Russia.
Tonight.
It's Russia!
Whatever.
No, stop it. That's not true.
Zamchitia.
It's not true. He's lying.
That's right, comrade. 6 o'clock tonight. The doors open. 7 o'clock at Verizon Arena is when it all goes down. And Jana says, friendly reminder tonight, be safe. I don't even know what that means, Jana. I don't know what you're worried about. It's a Bieber crowd. How rowdy are they going to get? I mean, the only you got to worry about is your hearing being put out by all the screeching 15 and 13 and 12-year-olds.
Beeb's better shaping up his image. They just caught him smoking a little bit of weed.
Oh, she says the weather's not cooperating. 5 o'clock, the roads are going to start getting congested. So we got apparently lots of rain and lots of congested roads and issues. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad out there. You know what? Nothing stops the Biebs. He's a force of nature.
Look, he's Canadian. He ain't scared of a little rain.
It's true. We got another Canadian guy in here right now.
That's it. We're
Do you
talking...
know Bieber?
Yeah, he's from my city.
Is he really?
How about that? That's the voice of Nick Pankhurst. We are also joined by James Brown, who is the CEO, head coach, president, CFO, offensive coordinator, and a few other things for the state's developmental football league team from right here in Arkansas. Just getting underway. They start play February 9th. Guys, welcome in. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.
You got any? Kind of get up on those mics, you guys, if you don't mind. You got any Bieber insight for me? You can slide those. Hey, James, you can slide that down when everybody can move if you want. But
how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you're a little bit older than Bieber. Did you used to beat him up back in the day in the old neighborhood?
I don't really know him. I knew his cousin, but never really knew
him. Was he a knucklehead when he was little? What do you know? What do you got for me? He's a pretty cocky little sucker.
Yeah, he is.
Are all Canadians like that? I mean, yeah. Nash seems pretty cocky, too.
Said, yeah. Hey, leave Nash out of
it. I love Nash. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Nash.
We're big fans of Canada. You gave us Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Alan Thicke.
Right.
Big fan of Alan Thicke.
Pat's a big fan of Peter North. Seen all his movies.
Can't forget about Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, yeah.
Celine
hey.
Dion.
We're willing to overlook that.
But Quebec's it's a country in itself.
Yeah. We got
Quebec.
Who else? Who's the chick that's dating Simon Cowell now? I like her. Carmen Electra. Isn't she Canadian?
There's a lot of good Canadians.
I can't comment. I don't really know.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's Canadian.
John Candy's Canadian, isn't he?
God rest his soul.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
NHL's coming back. I know you guys play football.
That's Canadian also.
That's Canadian.
And Russian.
Go Jets.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets.
Love All right, it. James, let's talk about this football team and this football league and what?
I'm
thinking about your Canadians now.
No, I'm just, for some reason, I'm on a bar stool and I just pulled up a picture of Mike Greenberg in a scarf.
That sounds about right.
Actually doing a show.
Oh, he's a tool.
That is the biggest tool job I've ever seen in my life.
Greeny's a Delta Bravo. I used to hate Golic, and now I hate Greeny. I love Golic now. Golic's like he's that big goofy guy that you go drink beers with on a Friday night.
But is that what the scarf game has stepped up to, where now you wear it inside?
Yeah,
like an outside scarf game.
If you're a Delta Bravo, you wear it, and if you're from Canada, you don't wear scarves ever.
Please,
you guys run around like tank tops when it's 12 below, don't you? You're like, this ain't cold, eh?
Well, they're about to start training camp. In about another week.
Well, let me tell you something. I lived in Duluth for a year, which is like basically Canada, just about.
Pretty much.
And it'd be like 8 degrees. I'd be like, oh, this isn't cold. I remember the time it was 35 below. And with the wind chill, it was 80 below. They pride themselves on saying it's not cold. Down here, it's like, 108. I've been in worse. It's all relative, I guess.
Yeah, stick around
where you're from.
And you will be in worse.
What do you consider cold? Like, what's bad for you?
In degrees?
Yeah, not Celsius either, because we don't speak that. Don't give me your metric system.
Minus 20. I don't know what that is in degrees.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Canadians want to be European. They want their metrics, and they want to be European so bad they can taste it.
It happens.
James, tell me about the league. What stage are you guys in? What do you need? What are you looking for? What are you hoping for? What's the goal? Give me the whole overview on this deal.
All right. From the league standpoint, what we're trying to do is give these players a chance that do not get the looks from the NFL or had other issues coming out of college or high school. And give them a chance to get the looks from the CFL, NFL, AFL, things of that nature.
Not issues like I have, like short, slow, and ugly. Like just didn't work out for them.
No, not those.
Maybe
issues.
An injury sidetracked them. Maybe they got in some trouble. Whatever it is.
Whatever the issue may be, we're going to give them the chance to come on the field, play. But the biggest thing that we're trying to do is off the field. We're trying to develop these young men off the field to allow them not to have these issues that are going around with these professional athletes. They get out of the professional organizations and they end up having major issues on and off the field because of not managing their money, things of that nature, poor business decisions, and they end up going bankrupt.
It's a short window for a lot of these guys to earn their money and have some success.
And this is a traditional outdoor football league, correct?
Outdoor football league.
What's the length of the schedule?
It's February to June for the regular season.
So how many games?
10 games.
Okay.
And then we have a 2-game playoff.
Okay.
And then we have an all-star game as well.
All right. Where are the other teams, some of the other teams located?
We have a team in Florida, which is based out of Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
A team in Texas, which is based out of Houston. A team in Tennessee, which is based out of Memphis. A team in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And a team in Oklahoma City.
Okay, you get some big communities there, and then you got Little Rock. And I don't want to discourage you in any way. I'm excited about this. I hope it works out. But this city has been a little fickle on professional sports teams. What do you guys do that will lead to success here where maybe some others have failed?
Well, the biggest thing is we're not going to come in and get your hopes up and then leave like some of these other organizations have done. We're going to be here to stay for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's a state's developmental football league, Team Arkansas will be here.
I like that.
We've also had the opportunity to recruit out of state, which gives us the opportunity to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got players coming from every East Coast, West Coast, the North, the South. It gives us a chance to compete at all levels.
How do you guys get the NFL to pay attention to what's going on here? Because obviously that's the goal, is to maybe get some of these guys a look.
Well, Garrick played for the Houston Texans, and they're going to come out and scout us. We also have Nick has a lot of connections in the CFL as well as Garrick. I keep mentioning the man, Garrick Jones. That's actually the commissioner of the league. He's from Little Rock and born and raised here, and that's why he brought the team. Wanted to make sure we have a team here in Arkansas.
Right.
The other thing is, as coaches, we all have connections to different NFL coaches and scouts. So we're going to use all those connections to get these players out and looked at.
And how many is on the roster?
A 60-man roster, and it's 45 active on game day.
And you said you plan on having a tryout?
Yes,
Is this an invitation just guys that around this area that want to get into it?
Anywhere in Arkansas that wants to play, they can come out to Henderson Middle School on January 19th at 1 o'clock.
What are they going to bring? What are they going to be prepared for?
Just bring your cleats and bring an $80 fee for the tryout.
Okay.
And that's a lot less than a lot of the other organizations I've been around.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good deal.
And this is a pay league, right?
Yes. We pay for, if you're active on game day, you will get a $375 check the next week.
So what about sponsorships? Have you guys chased some of those down? Still efforting? What's the process?
Still working on sponsorships. Always open.
Is that something you're doing, or you got a staff? Are you doing it all?
Doing it all. I'm out there working every day.
Give me some credit.
That's my defensive coordinator right there, Mr. Jesse Flynn from Canada.
Everyone's got to be able to sell.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Always.
We're working on also putting some advertising TVs up, and that's going to turn into our own TV network.
Okay.
And what we're doing is replacing these TVs in high-traffic areas and allowing businesses to advertise commercials on these TVs.
And then promote your product, too?
Yes.
Okay.
We're also partnered up with Mindful Living out of Houston, and they're the main ones that are allowing us to use the TVs.
Okay. It's State's Developmental Football League and the Arkansas team. And again, James Brown talking to us with some of his coaches here.
Can we just get everything online in terms of if there's an advertiser or more information about the tryouts?
It's everything will be on the State's Developmental Football League website, which is www.sdfl.net. And you guys can go there and use that website to get a hold of myself or the commissioner, and we can go from there.
We also have a Facebook page if you guys want to look us up. It's Team Arkansas, and there's another Facebook page, SDFL, State Football League.
Now, what about for Jesse, Nick, and Brock is here too, and Brock's actually an Arkansas guy, but for you two, I mean, were you guys already in the States?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've been to the States on and off the past year.
Okay. Now, have you guys played elsewhere?
I played at Eastern New Mexico,
okay,
which is a Division II team.
Yeah.
I was actually at University of Manitoba. I had a few looks in the CFL, but, you know, at some point you got to look at, you know, where you're meant to be at, and, you know, I'm looking forward to taking the next step.
Yeah. James, talk to me about, like, referees and all that stuff. I mean, do you have opportunities for folks that want to do that, or is that already set?
No, we actually have a head referee, and we're also always looking for him. We're looking for people that want to volunteer and help out this year, because the more help we can get, the better. And we're trying to make it to where if you want your chance to get on, get seen or build your resume in any way, shape, form, or fashion, that's what we're here for.
Okay. And you told me before, but tell me where the games are being played again.
Right now, it's slated to be at Hall High School, Scottfield.
Okay, Scottfield, very good. All right. All right, well, cool. SDFL.net is the website, and all the information's on there for sponsors and everything else if they want to contact. Or how many players do you still need? How many guys do you have?
Right now, we're slated for 50 right now, but I'm always looking for more and need more offensive and defensive linemen.
Okay, very good.
Gotta have the big uglies.
I'm not quite there yet.